Crock and the Bro podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about some winter fun, but before we do that, someone has to report back about, what was it again, Pat, that you had to watch?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
A classic chick flick from the 2000s, one of my personal favorites.
That's really sad to hear.
Excuse me. Like,
that's sad
favorites
to hear.
When I say, like, chick flicks. Like, so the bar is only so high. But I did enjoy watching you just totally love it.
Nope, did not love it.
It was pretty great torture to watch. Like,
I'll give you props for this. It was fantastic torture, and it was a fantastic punishment.
It was very well done. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
But
really,
that was the only thing that was really well done about this whole thing in this whole movie, because I just could not stand this movie. It drove me crazy.
Oh yeah, and yeah, Star Wars is just right up there too for me.
Not even close.
Oh come on!
Not even close.
That movie was only 90 minutes long, I will tell you.
Thank God. It should have been shorter.
Really, I should have given you two chick flicks to watch for the amount of time. Too time-based. It shouldn't be movie-based.
Way more thought went into Star Wars than Bridget Jones' Diary. My God. My God. You know, I don't know. By the way, hi, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. all right. Here's my oral/book report on Bridget Jones' Diary. Dear Diary, I just watched a terrible movie called Bridget Jones's Diary. Many things in this movie made no sense. There were also parts of the movie that remind me why I hate rom-coms. Every main character in this movie was put in a bizarre situation and never asked any questions. For example, Bridget sees her mom jerking off an egg and then has a completely normal conversation. Hugh Grant hooks up with Bridget and finds out she's wearing granny panties and continues on. Bridget shows up to a party in a Playboy bunny costume, and the guests give her one glance and continue on. Bridget, throughout this movie, also makes weird choices and completely avoids basic logic. After catching Hugh Grant cheating, she decides to randomly walk through a warehouse on her way back home. This is also, mind you, in a bunny outfit with heels while forklifts are operating in this warehouse. But moving on. She is also completely fine with people, specifically men, just showing up, especially the guys who cheat and hide serious relationships from her. In closing, this movie is trash, even for a rom-com. The point of the story was to have Bridget get her life back together, especially her love life. Colin Firth was the catch at the end, but really he was just a guy that bailed on another serious relationship to someone he was engaged to. The saga continues. Wu-Tang. Sincerely, Patrick Young, a.k.a. The Bro. And that is my oral/book report on Bridget Jones' Diary.
Okay. First of all, her mom was not jerking off an egg. Okay? She was using, like, one of those QVC, like, shopping on TV gadgets. It was peeling a hard-boiled egg. She wasn't jerking off an egg.
She stroked it, okay? She went up and down and then back up.
Okay, your mind
and
is
and they did it for
in,
the movie.
That your mind is in the gutter. It was
where's it supposed to go? Where's
peeling
it supposed to
a hard-boiled egg. Her mom was peeling a hard-boiled egg.
I could see, like, one machine you, like, put it through, but she had to go up and then back down and then back down again.
Okay.
She did
again,
this.
But it was
the jacking motion. You can't deny that.
Okay. It was for an egg. It's to
peel
the skin
exactly.
off
it's,
the
exactly.
egg.
Why? You know?
Yeah, I know why. It's a
trash, yes.
It's supposed to just signify a silly gadget. It has nothing to do with that. It doesn't.
I mean, I understand the setup. She's like embarrassed by her mom. I get it, but
it's setting up that her mom is going to go back to work, and what she ends up doing is going and dating that QVC guy because she's like her like Vanna White. The guy's Vanna White or something.
I guess there's a lot of weird stuff in this movie that make no sense, and that's part of one. And they just, but even still, she doesn't. No questions are asked by anybody in this movie.
I agree.
When fuck situations happen.
I agree that there are holes. But you're looking at it, too. Like, when I said favorite movie, I meant, like, easy watching. You can, like, zone out. It also, full disclosure, this movie I liked growing up. So there are certain movies, Spice World being one of them, where they're, like, staples of your childhood. And this movie is one of them, where you love it so much growing up as, like, a teenager that you still like it as an adult, even though there are gaping holes. I will agree with you on that.
Weird question. But I have so many questions. I have so many questions.
When you talk about the men showing up at her house, like, this is before cell phones, really. So, yeah, people popped over because it was pre-cell phones, Pat. Come on.
But hold on. Uh-huh. People still had flip phones. This movie was made in 2001, okay? People still had flip phones.
But no one in the movie had a cell phone. Did you notice that? Nobody.
But it's still made in 2001.
I know, but maybe it wasn't meant to be like 2001.
Well, that was another weird thing, okay? Showing up, weird showing up and people being there was another part of this movie. The mortal enemies, Hugh Grant and Colin Firth, they were everywhere together. And they were just shocked that they happened to be there. Like, oh. And they just stared and didn't acknowledge.
It's a little forced.
Every place they went to.
I came here with my partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Hugh Grant's here. Guess who's also here? Probably Colin Firth. And guess what happened? They were every time. You know?
Oh, my God.
And, some people deal with it, I guess. But, you know, they just show up and they've already, like, bailed on relationships and cheated, and everyone is a dick in this movie. Everyone's a dickhead. Even Colin Firth is a dickhead.
I know, because he walked away from a fiance too. That is never, discussed, really.
This is the crazy thing. He never even kissed Renee Zellweger until he already ditched and bailed on this woman he's engaged to and decided to move to New York to. Hadn't even kissed Bridget.
Uh-huh. So dumped his life for a bad kisser.
How do you know?
You don't know.
You see, this movie is trash.
Listen,
I like Colin Firth as an actor, but
falls
my
under
God.
The rom-com guilty pleasure category. I'd
what
say.
What was also stupid was
what
the woman that Hugh Grant. Spoiler alerts everywhere. So I don't. You should have seen it by now. It's 2001, but the woman that Hugh Grant cheats on her with is like makes a comment like, "I thought you said she was skinny." Okay, in that situation, she was wearing a Playboy bunny costume, and I thought looked good.
She was. So, you were right about that.
What? I don't know. I don't get the insult, but it's just weird. And then, while in that costume, it was like 3 seconds, but I noticed it because it was very, very fucking weird. She walks through a warehouse and the people who were riding the forklifts just kept going. It was like, nothing weird's happening here. There's a random woman in a Playboy bunny costume walking through a warehouse on her way back to her apartment to cry in a bathtub or whatever she did.
Well,
whatever the fuck happened.
I think it's meant... Oof, I mean, I'm not going to unpack it because there's not, you know, a lot of, like, depth here, really. But I think it just shows you that she's wandering aimlessly because she's heartbroken. So, clearly that was the shot
they
chose.
In a warehouse. With forklifts.
I don't know with a warehouse. It really...
Once again, very good job with the punishment. Very good job.
I mean, I did take great joy in watching you, like, suffer a little bit.
Suffered a little bit? This is horrible.
Sorry.
This is horrible.
But listen, suffered equally, if not more, during the Star Wars punishment.
No, Star Wars is a cool movie. All the costumes are cool.
Oh,
there's action.
Oh, my God. Give me a break. No. I could do without the 3 hours of that. Ugh.
That wasn't one of the best Star Wars movies that I made you watch.
See?
But still.
See?
But it's way better than Bridget Jones' Diarrhea or Diary, whatever you want to call this movie.
Oh, my God. Joneses.
Jones's.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yeah. Oh, this is a whack movie, and
well, I can't wait to have you lose another punishment because there's sequels. Your face.
That's awful. That's awful.
I mean, I will say the sequels are not that great, but I will make you watch them.
Are the sequels worse than this movie?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't seen them, most of them.
That's going to be cold-blooded if you make me watch the sequels to this stupid movie.
I think I need
movie.
To be more eye for an eye about the time on this, because you got away with 90 minutes. Where's my other 90 minutes? You should be watching something else.
That 90 minutes of Bridget Jones' Diary was basically 3 hours of me scratching my head.
No, it really was not. Come on.
All right.
You and I both know that.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
next time, I'm doing time-based punishments. Maybe a whole mini-series. Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, just something I can understand. I don't understand anything in this movie. There you go. Hands up. But
like I said, I don't think there's a lot of depth. It's a 2000s rom-com, but alas.
Well, in the end,
it served its purpose.
In the end, you know, Colin Firth just completely bails on his... you know, engaged partner, whatever, and whole life.
Second person in the movie, as you pointed out, to ditch a fiance.
And that's, I guess she gets the lesser of two evils, and they make out in the snow, you know, in London, and, you know, I mean, that's it.
I know. Very cliche. Could you see that coming, that they were going to get together in the end?
Yeah, you knew he was going to come back. Oh, he's in New York? Oh, now Bridget Jones is by herself, quiet. And once it starts snowing, oh, we're going to go to Paris. We're going to remember that? Oh, we're going to take you to Paris.
Oh, my God.
Rom-coms are evil. They're just evil.
You have more coming. This is great.
It's awful.
This is great. Like I said, a whole trilogy next time.
No.
Yeah. No. Oh, it's going to be so good.
I'm just not going to lose. I'm going to keep winning these trivia.
Yeah,
so.
Miniseries, 6 parts.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dig up something good for you.
All right, well, I'm just glad that's over. I'm so glad I'm done. Once I finished that movie, I was so happy and relieved. But.
Yeah, I know. Until next time. Well, speaking of kissing in the snow, have you ever done anything naughty in the snow?
Naughty in the snow? No, that's freezing.
We did have this conversation just the other day.
Yeah. No, naughty in the snow, it's like, I don't know. It's
too cold.
It's crazy.
Too cold for that.
Yeah, when you can pull your bear skin out. The wind alone.
I mean, clearly not as romantic as the beach in the summertime.
No, the beach is much better. At least it's warm out.
Shrivel
I don't
up
know.
In the
Maybe
cold.
Some people, I mean, I'll give props to anybody who can... You know, do the horizontal polka in cold, wet climate, because that just sounds like insanely difficult to do.
Yeah.
And you're just like shaking the whole time.
Maybe it helps with
creates a vibration when you're shaking and freezing
cold. Maybe you get warm. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Haven't tried it myself. No, I have not.
No.
But we do love ourselves some skiing.
Yes.
Yeah. So, even though no naughty skiing tales on the mountain, you have anything fun?
Yeah. Well, actually, you are a witness.
Oh.
We're talking about my snowboarding incident.
Mm-hmm.
This is my snowboarding incident. This is a true story. And you witnessed it. And I think at the time, like, you saw it happen, but I had to really explain to you after why it was so brutal for me. And it was funny, too, so I can't be so mad. So anyways, so I've skied a lot, and I've snowboarded, you know, a handful of times. And one time we went to the mountain, you and I went to the mountain, and I got a snowboard. And I borrowed my cousin's snowboard. He's much taller than me, so he has bigger boots. And the snowboard, was the size was fine, but the boots are really the issue. Boots were definitely too big for me.
Oh, yeah. No good.
And I'm not a great snowboarder at all, but I had fun with it. But I was falling a lot during the day, which anyone who's tried snowboarding before knows when you first start getting into it, you fall a lot until you get the hang of it.
All the way down the mountain.
All the way down the mountain. Your legs are, your thighs are shot. Your ass is shot because you're just falling down constantly. Okay? So at this time, I'm at least 30 years old. This was like, what, 2-3 years ago when I went snowboarding?
Yeah, because for the first part of our relationship, we didn't really ski, not for any reason, but we just never got around to it each winter. We would partake in more of the summer activities. So then I think it was 3 years ago that we like got back into it. But this was the first year of getting back into it. So like and I were both really rusty.
Yeah. And snowboarding, the last time I had snowboarded might have been, you know, when I brought my buddy stuff in college or something like that. So even snowboarding, I had at least a 4 or 5 year gap, maybe more. Maybe I went snowboarding one more time after college, but at least I had 5 year gap when I had snowboarded the last time. So at any rate, I'm falling down the whole time, you know, and I fall really hard one time on my ass, and I'm just, and it's like halfway through the day and I'm just exhausted. Paws are on the ground, and I'm just like looking up like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? Like, what am I going to do? In the middle of that frustration, they had to have been 7, 8 year old girls. Split pigtails, what do you call it, the double pigtails?
Well, pigtails usually refer to two.
Pigtails, so, right, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
pigtails refer to two already.
These 7, 8 year old girls, pigtails, what didn't help, bright orange or bright pink or whatever, they were bright neon
there were
colors
two of them, right?
Matching
twins?
Yeah, they're they had to have been twins. They had to have been twin 7, 8 year old girls on snowboards, just zip by me like nothing is wrong, like it's breathing to them.
Eat my dust.
And that, you know, it just a gut shot. I just completely embarrassed, and I was like, what the fuck. I was like angry at them, and I respected it too. I'm like, you little bitches are just already way too damn good at snowboarding.
Yeah.
And the speed they were going too, they're like,
saw them. They were just like, no problem.
They're like, bye, buddy. Bye, 30-year-old slouch. Enjoy like, you know, being sore and breaking your hip and, you know. That was embarrassing.
Some
it was embarrassing
of the kids
for me.
That swoop around you, I mean, they've clearly been skiing or snowboarding since they've been walking.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
You can't compete with them. There's just no way.
It's one thing if they were little kids skiing, because skiing is, you know, I mean, it's quicker to pick up and it's still not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they were these two girls, twins, snowboarding, it was just, the visual is just ridiculous. And I was just like, what the fuck? But that was an embarrassing moment for me on the mountain. But I still had fun that day. I was sore and frustrated
that day.
Yeah. But that's, you know, age doesn't matter. You know, you just have, as long as you have fun, you got to get good at it. So I just got to snowboard more often. But
and you have to get snowboarding boots that are actually your size.
Yes, that's part of it too. Even if I had boots that fit me, I probably still would have fallen a little bit anyway. But
right. Well, the mountain we were on too, it's a challenging mountain.
Still.
No.
Still a shot. It's still seeing those girls zipping by me with ease and just the outfits. I mean, obviously they looked cute, just, you know, twins, but it was just still brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Slow death. You know?
They lapped you for
they
sure.
Just, like nothing. So that's my embarrassing mountain story. So you got a mountain story you want to share?
Well, in high school, I was like pretty decent at skiing, but like didn't go that often, like would have gaps in between. And at school, we did a trip to Okemo.
Nice.
Which is in Vermont. Yep. Great mountain.
Awesome mountain.
Love going there. But another example where greens might as well be blues on certain days in certain conditions, right?
Yeah.
So I rode to the top with a friend and we were just sort of being cavalier and carefree about it, not really paying attention. And I found myself on a diamond, and I am even to this day, like, I really don't do diamonds. I stay on my blues, and I like my intermediate courses. Like, I'm good. I don't need those icy diamonds.
No, they can suck big
and
time.
And so, like, you ever get that feeling when you're at the top of a mountain? You're like, I'm going to shit my pants all the way down this mountain. And it was so freaking steep. We survived, but it took forever for me to get down that mountain.
Yeah.
And like to this day, I'm so vigilant about looking at the trails and making sure, okay, is there a trail I want to go down? Blue? Okay. Green? Okay. You know, like I don't mess around anymore. And even as, I mean, I'm sure you've observed it too, like coming around, I'm like, okay, diamond this way, blue this, okay. You know, because I don't want to find myself on a trail that I don't want to be on.
No, there's a lot of variables to skiing. Is again, it's, you know, the mental thing is the first thing, because then just looking down, and if it is steep, You know, you have to accept, like, I'm going to be going fast here. And if you're black diamonds are scary because they're just icy. It'd be one thing if there was just powdered snow, steep.
Yeah. Out of a diamond. Otherwise, you really will just hit it straight, and you'll just be out of control.
And then the ice is the major variable, which is, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Because then you're sacrificing control, which for me, I mean, me just skiing and snowboarding, control is my number one thing that I want. And probably most people,
right? For safety reasons, big one. Yeah.
But just accepting a steep slope that's just ice going down. And if you're not experienced... It can be understood because you may not respect how tough it is until you do it. Terrifying. At least you have like some awareness, like, okay, this is actually going to suck. I need to take my time. Thank God. A lot of people just end up on a black diamond and they just, I'll just go down. And then, and then it's too late.
Yeah. And what's extra shitty is that it was the last run of the day. So it was starting to get dark.
That was the last run?
It was the last run. And Okemo doesn't have night skiing, so there were no lights. Like, it was definitely like getting dusky. So, like, there was also, like, that component, too. Like, I have to get down this mountain before the sun sets.
Oh, my God. The last... I would freak out. That's the last run of Black Diamond.
That was a tough last run.
Till we get to that level, but not there yet. Yeah,
we will. We'll get there. But I'm cool cruising on my blues for now. Mm-hmm. That experience definitely
blues
has
are challenging, too.
With me. Oh, yeah. We've done a lot of challenging blues.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I'm good. I am good.
Yep.
What about before you started skiing and snowboarding, did you ever do... I mean, New Hampshire has lots of snow. Do you have any fun sledding or other winter sport tales?
Yeah, sledding. Sledding was... as a little kid, it was fun going to... I forget the name of the hill. It was like shared a border with my town and another town. Huge, steep hill. But another instance where sledding was fun was also college.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Plymouth State, and it's like, you know, and those of you have never been to Plymouth State, you know, it's basically northern New Hampshire, so it's in a valley, and they just get dumped with snow in winters, which is great. It's in the ski region of New Hampshire anyway, but it's also, the campus is hilly as well, as you can imagine, right? So there were definitely some drunk sledding nights.
Oh my God, sledding.
and it was fun, like, because a lot of the hills were fun, and you know, some of the streets were like desolate, so you can do some streets, even though it was a little sketchy. But my one friend made a mistake of climbing up. It was in the back of the campus, like a science building, essentially. So there's a big hill. And there's actually like a little bit of a cliff, like drop off. Yeah. Not like it's a rock face. I shouldn't say it's a cliff, but it was a tall rock face. I would think it was probably like maybe 8-10 feet drop.
Ooh.
And I don't know if he was
rough,
trying.
Though, if you don't expect it.
Say again.
If you don't expect it to be there, it's rough.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, we were drunk. It was college, but I don't know if he was trying to intentionally go off this part or if he went off it by mistake. But so basically, he's going down the hill, and this part of this hill was like had a safe spot where it went down clean, but he went down a part where he's going down, and he goes over the rock face.
Oh,
and it wasn't, and of course, like you, on a sled, you want that nice, smooth slope on the way down. This was, he gets off the rock face midair, and it was all, and everyone's watching in slow motion. We're like, oh, and then he's also in midair, like, oh shit, drops straight down on his tailbone. He didn't, thank God he didn't break anything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's the sled must have been a buffer because obviously, like, he was sitting down for a little bit. He's like, oh, you know, he was in pain, a little bit of pain. But
at least it wasn't his head, too.
It wasn't his head. And at least, like, he had his arms bracing. But I mean, you know, that's just close call. Just the word of the wise. Just find out where you're sledding. Make sure nothing's sketchy. And try not to do rock faces on a sled.
And try not to be wasted when you're sledding as an adult.
That's part of it, too.
That's
part of it, too.
To have your awareness.
Not a good combination of stuff.
Of your awareness about
it. That was a close call. And, you know, that was just... I've been very fortunate in my life where I've seen people try sketchier stuff, and then I go, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
So I've been very fortunate that, even though I have done stupid stuff.
Mistakes.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to. You got to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, I grew up in Yonkers, and there are a lot of valleys, but I would say not a ton of great park to go sledding. But the best place to go was Dunwoody. They did have a pretty big hill there. So like the littler kids would go to other parks, and then Dunwoody would be for like the older kids. But then there was one time I went with my, I'd say, rebellious neighbor and her brother, her older brother. So they're both older than me. And, you know, just sort of, you're at that age when you're young and you want to kind of just fit in and do things that maybe you know are not the best thing to do.
You know what? Everyone's got that one neighbor that gets you into the stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you go over there, okay, I think something crazy might happen today.
And like, everyone has that one neighbor. Part of the thrill of it too, like, my parents would never let me get away with this. So I'm going to go to like my neighbor and we're going to go do this crazy stuff, right? Mm. So her brother had this crazy idea because it was a really icy day. Let's go sledding on the street, because the hill was gigantic. It might as well be a ski mountain.
Yeah.
Like, huge icy street, but you have to obviously not play chicken with the cars and you have to turn in time.
Yeah, so, that would be important.
Yeah, it's pretty important. It's a pretty like really big intersection in Yonkers.
Oh my God.
I forget. I think it's either like Yonkers Avenue and Nepperhan. Anyway, I'm not going to remember, but it's a pretty significant intersection.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars in Yonkers. It's a pretty busy area. Yeah.
You know.
Oh my God.
So we go and we're whipping and the sparks are flying off the sled.
Wait, sparks?
Well, because we're sledding down the street.
Oh, it wasn't even like the street was covered with snow. You were just on the concrete. It was icy.
It was icy and it had been paved. So.
Jesus.
So there wasn't real. I mean, there was snow, but there really wasn't like enough snow to like buffer it. So we're going. Sparks are flying, and we're just sort of swerving back and forth. And we do. He's like, turn now. And so we turn and we get off, and none of us died. We all lived to tell the tale. But I will say that was the one and only time I did that, because it was a little bit too intense for me. I'm like, I'll just go real sledding next time.
Stay on the hills, kids. Stay on grassy hills.
It's those Yonkers kids, you know? They got to find more winter activities to do instead of street sledding.
But there's parks. They could stay on the grassy hills. It's just the streets. It's like...
You could, or...
You could. Or you could end up in someone's bumper.
Yeah, we didn't. Thank God. But, yeah. Man. Do the snow-covered hills at Dunwoody next time, not the street leading up to it.
Yeah.
That's the rebellious neighbor, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, there's always that one neighbor, you know.
Or rebellious friend. Someone who, like, pushes you a little bit outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. And usually it's an older kid.
Yep.
It's always an older kid does sketchy stuff that gets you to cave in and, you know, lose your thinking. It's like, oh, this will just be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, he's older. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
Wrong. He's only 2 years older than you. Yeah. And
until you really like get that self-esteem about you to like be like, no, I'm going to say no to this, and like it doesn't matter what they say.
Yeah.
But I think there is that like tentative stage where you're like, maybe I should just try it.
Right. Yeah.
Except sledding on the street, on the pavement. I know that now.
Yeah.
And good. I know not to give in to peer pressure.
That's a learning curve too.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think we've grown a lot since our drunk sledding days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Although mine was completely sober because I was like 12. So I will say mine wasn't drunk sledding. That was referring to you.
Mine was drunk sledding.
And your drunk friends.
It was true. Can't escape that. But it was fun. It is fun watching other people get hurt, like only a certain level. Only a certain level of hurt.
Oh, that's
only a certain
mean.
Level of hurt. As long as they don't have to go to the hospital.
Pat.
If they get away.
This is a really dark side of you.
Well, it's fun, like.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. People watch Jackass and stuff. It's fun, you know?
You do like that show, yeah.
But, like I said, I'm prefacing this by saying no hospital visits. Once people have to go to the hospital, it's not funny. If someone just falls and eats it and then they can get up and they're fine, good. Then it's all good.
I think I'm learning something new about you. Everyone thinks you're so nice.
Well, certain things, yeah. But wow. I always laugh at someone as long as they get up.
I think you know your husband, and then he secretly laughs as people get hurt.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, it's true. It. Certain things. Certain things, yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to, like, keep an eye on you now. Just, like, setting people up.
I have to as well, because apparently you like crappy movies like Bridget Jones' Diary, so I got to figure this out.
Hey, don't judge my movies. This, like I said, this was a childhood favorite.
All right, all right.
Teenage favorite.
Fine.
You can't judge me for that.
I accept that.
You can't. Like, certain listen,
I already gave
you,
your
when
props.
You were a kid.
I gave you your props for your respect and torturing me with
yeah,
having
I really
to watch
like,
this movie.
Let's be honest, did it for that because I knew,
you knew I
it'd
would
be torturous
hate this movie.
For you.
Yeah, I respect it.
Well, I can't wait to torture you some more. It's going to be great.
I'm going to have to just win all these trivias. I got to protect myself somehow from this. So, this is crazy.
Well, thank you for joining us for our Winter Tales and Winter Fun episode, along yep. with Pat's wonderful oral report on Bridget Jones's Diary.
We'll have it up in view. We'll have this online for people to view and see my oral slash
yep.
book report.
In the archives, the book report trivia archives.
That's brutal.
You better go like watch some sports or something to cleanse your palate.
I do. Definitely need to do yeah. that. For sure.
Watch South Park
rough.
Or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to watch something. Rough.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything but something chick flick, right?
Yep. Anything ever.
Oh.
Besides chick flick.
Come on.
So, but yeah. All right. Well, thanks for watching. Thank you for listening.
And tune in next time. Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.